Project manager. See, project manager is the person who is taking care of the entire project, end to end of the project. He is responsible for the success of the project, right? So when we are talking about project manager, then the skill set expectation from the project manager is at three levels. One, the expectation of his skill set is at technical project management and then leadership and then strategic and business management. So let us discuss one by one. Technical project management, which means the project manager should know how to manage a project, how to develop a project charter, how to plan, how to develop various documents, right? How to develop reports, how to monitor and control the project work. So anything to do with managing the project, he should be equipped to manage the project. That is what is technical project management. And then the other skill set is leadership. See, the project manager is going to interact with so many people in the process of managing the project, right? So basically, he is going to interact with his team members. He is going to interact with his management, sponsor, clients, vendors. Maybe if there is a government which has been involved, then he is going to interact with the government officials, maybe environmentalists. All these people are there, right? So he's going to interact with so many human beings, then he should have these leadership skills where he should know how to use his interpersonal skills, one. Second is, needs to have the right interpersonal skills like communication skills, conflict management, what else, influencing skills. And above all, he should be a person of ethics, honesty, right? See, you will never trust a person, you will never follow a person who is not ethical, right? Who is not following honesty, right? So the project manager should be a honest person. When I say honest, like not necessary to be like what to say, a Mahatma Gandhi or whatever it is, right? But he should stand by his words, right? Only then people are going to trust him. People are going to collaborate and cooperate with him. So this is about leadership skills. And then he should have the strategic and business management. See, it is not just about executing what has been planned. He should understand how his project is going to impact the industry, how his project is going to impact the business. And likewise, how the changes in the industry or in the business is going to impact his project. That understanding he should have. Likewise, what is happening at the organization level? What is a priority? Is there a change in the priority at the organization level? How the strategic changes at the organization level is going to impact his project? And likewise, how his project is going to impact the organization at the strategic level? All these understanding has to be there. See, I'll give instances how these interaction with the industry and interaction at the organization level is going to help him to have a better project management. See, let's take in the industry, there is a new technology which is coming up, right? Then he should also understand what is the new technology, what is the new the changes which is happening in the environment, and he should accommodate or adapt his project to the new technology or the new changes in the industry. Or else what happened when he is building the product and he has released the project, it may not be in line with the industry standards or the industry requirements. Right? He should have a better understanding of what is happening in the industry and he should align his project to the industry. Likewise, at the organization level, what are the different, are there any changes in the strategy or whatever decisions or actions he take in his project, how it is going to impact his organization at a large scale? That understanding has to be there. Let me give you a simple example. Let's take your client is asking for some change, right? You give the change and maybe a couple of changes you give. Now you are setting the expectation with your client that ask for any change, we will give it give it to you free of cost. Now, what happened if this client is going to be a big client and he's going to regularly do business with the organization, and this client may regularly come back with some changes for free of cost, which may impact the organization at a high level, at their profit, at the strategic level. So I hope you were able to understand this. So the project manager should understand what is happening in the environment, what is happening in the industry, his organization strategy. So this understanding is what is going to help him. So he has to understand, and he should also understand how his project is going to impact the environment and how the environment is going to impact his project. That knowledge also should be there, right? It is not just about the project. So these are the three levels of skill set which is expected by the from the project manager. And along with that, when we are talking about the responsibilities for the project manager, he has responsibility towards the project, towards the organization, towards the industry, towards the profession, right? And they also say across the disciplines. So what is that? Towards the project. See, he has limited resources, right? He doesn't have n number of time, unlimited time frame and unlimited resources. Every resources is limited, be it funds, be it physical resource, human resource. So he should know how to balance between these resources and ensure the successful completion of the project. And likewise, towards the organization, he should ensure that his project is adding value to the organization. His project is adding value to the strategy of the organization. So that responsibility he has towards the organization. And towards the industry, he should understand what is happening in the industry, as I said. And his contribution to the project should also add value to the industry. Right? Maybe coming out with innovative ways, new technology or whatever it is. So he has responsibility towards the industry and towards the profession as a project management. When I say profession, he also has the responsibility to share the knowledge within his team members, within his team or within his organization on better way of managing the projects or the management activities. It is not like he has the knowledge just for himself. He also has the responsibility to share the knowledge with his team and his organization. And when we are talking about across disciplines, which means like he is going to interact with so many support departments, right? Like quality, procurement, and various other departments. So he also has the responsibility towards those departments, right? And above that, he also has the responsibility to enhance his knowledge. It is not like he is going to do the same thing repeatedly, but he has the responsibility to enhance himself as a subject matter expert. So I hope you are clear on the responsibility and the skill set of the project manager.